For three generations, the Belbins worked hard to make their family-run business flourish. Former owners Chris and Robert Belbin retired just last week. And for the first time ever, Belbin's Grocery will not be carried down the family chain.
Well, the store originally opened up in 1943. It was opened by my grandfather and two of his sons, Edgar and Fraser, became involved in the business pretty much immediately. My father came in about 3 years after that. So since 43, we've been incorporated into it. Bob and I have been there now for 33 and a half years.
Chris says that his father and uncle, who owned the store before him, worked day in and day out to turn the family homestead into the grocery store it is today. It was their labor of love.
When we had first approached Dad and Edgar about buying the store, Dad said to me for sure, he said, you know, son, he said, the difference between working for somebody else and owning your own business is about 40 hours a week.
His uncle Edgar would still help out at the store up into his late 70s. Belbin's was much more than just a business to him.
He said, you didn't have to come up and do this. And he took me by the hand and he said, my son, this is what gets me out of bed in the morning. I said, fill your boots.
Coleman's Grocery approached the company about a year ago in hopes of having Belbin's as their own. Chris says it wasn't much of a question, as he knew retirement was approaching and his children weren't interested in taking over.
30 years ago, that would have been a nice thought. My children, well, they're all grown and married right now. I've got one living on the mainland, two living here, but they've all got their own careers into it.
Yeah.
Longtime employees Gerald Tuck and Pam Vokey say they didn't see it coming, but are happy to support the two in their retirement. Staff and customers alike say they'll remember the two fondly.
It was kind of a shock first, but after seeing the transition and everything, Coleman's are a good group, and seems like everything's going to work out fine.
How did you react when you found out they were stepping down?
Sad. You know, other than that, I figured they knew it was time for them, you know.
Chris says his retirement includes traveling and relaxing, something he didn't have much time for just even a week ago. But what he'll miss most is the relationships he's made.
I've always said we don't have customers, we have extended family.
Belbin's has always prided themselves in customer service. For years, they've offered at-home delivery and charge accounts to their loyal customers. Chris says he doesn't anticipate any of that changing with the new management on board. For Kicker News, I'm Ashley Shepard.